This is Gary, Patrick and Heather with the last Hell in a Handcart of the year.
Oh.
And I can tell you, actually, that 2009 has been a year of losses. The bankers' losses, they lost our money. Thousands lost their jobs. We lost some of the world's biggest stars. And Gordon Brown lost the election for the Labour Party. Oops, sorry. That was next year's script. jumping ahead of myself. But the question is, how much do you remember of 2009? I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Let's find out as Patrick and Heather face off for the Hell in a Handcart quiz of the year.
I've forgotten last weekend, Gary.
Okay, that's just the booze.
Exactly. So it's a good start.
Okay, so round one is breaking news. So much happened this year, so many big stories. But how many of them can you remember? So just kind of pretend you're like TV newscasters, looking a bit confused at your computer systems and wondering what's going to come and hit you as we look at some of the breaking news stories. So number one. And also ran six times in the past. But for this person, 2009 was their year to be a winner. But who took home the prize they'd waited so long to claim?
Oh, dear. Also ran six times.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, it's not Jedward.
It's not.
Even though they lasted six times.
Yes. You could almost get something for that.
Yes.
Patrick, you're amazing. I can't believe you even knew that. Six times.
A six times loser. Golly.
Oh, gosh. This quiz is going to be very interesting half an hour later.
Yeah.
Patrick and I will still be on the first question.
Let me give you a clue.
Yeah, see, we've fallen at the first hurdle here. That's a good question.
Thanks for keeping the horse racing analogy running there, though.
Kate Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet. Did she finally get one?
Yes, Heather was just ahead there.
Sorry, yeah, I can't.
That one. Okay, so question number two. Who was happy to be leaving Norfolk in 2009?
Oh, is it one of the MPs with the duck house?
Was no. No.
Gordon Brown?
No. Let me rephrase the question, see whether you get this one a little easier. Question number two. Who was happy to be leaving a Norfolk jail in 2009? Let me rephrase the question a third way. Which train robber was happy to be leaving the Norfolk jail this year?
Oh,
Ronnie Beats.
Can you name another train robber?
Exactly. Yes, great, excellent.
Excellent.
Got it.
Question number three. Funny you should have mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, Patrick. What is the name of the duck house owning MP?
Oh, ooh. No, it's not Quentin Davis, because he's the bell tower.
I can't remember at all.
No, is it Norman someone?
Is it?
I don't know.
You tell me. Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you it's Norman.
It's not Norman, no.
Oh, dear.
We're doing really well. This is a great quiz of the year.
You're not going to get this one. It was Sir Peter Vickers. Question number four, 750,000 people were predicted to die in 2009, but of what?
Swine flu?
Swine flu.
Yes.
Yay, I got one.
How many did die?
Don't have that figure. That I don't think that they know, because they stopped telling people, didn't they, who had swine flu. You weren't allowed to go and get a proper test. They just gave you the drugs anyway.
Yes, that's true.
If only that worked for everything.
Oh, it's crazy.
Question number five, then. Who had to repeat their vows this year? No idea, Patrick?
No. Is it Gordon Brown? Did he have to swear himself in again?
You're on the right lines.
Right.
So someone it's something to do with politics.
Yeah.
Barack Obama?
Correct.
Oh, of course, because they got a sentence wrong.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wait till I find his birth certificate, and then he'll be have to swear himself in all over again.
Yes, that business. He's not really an American.
Question number six. Why did Jackie Smith's face go red over something blue?
Oh dear, it's her naughty husband and his grumble films.
Yes. What was it called again? Raw Meat 3 or something?
Oh yes, I didn't realise they'd released the title, but then on one of those shows a couple of days ago, someone said what it was.
And yeah.
I can't remember. It wasn't Big and Bouncy, but it was something.
No, I think similar. It was Raw Meat. I think it was.
Oh my goodness me.
I think it was. I could be completely making that up. And if I am, that's a bit scary.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to confuse the ones that you watch with the ones that he watched, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so that was the story of the MP's husband who managed to put a claim through for the dodgy films that he watched. And when I was looking at the information that's subsequently come out, the titles weren't in the article I read. But did you realise that he watched one on the 1st of April, one on the 6th of April, one of them he watched at 11:18 p.m. and the other at 11:19 p.m.
Oh, he is obviously very regular.
Yes. I think we can conclude that from that information.
So they must be really short
life. Married life.
Question number seven. Let's see how many of these you can get. What were the top five searches in 2009 on the Yahoo search engine?
Oh, gosh. That must be made up of about three people. Does anyone use it? It's, let me
something porny, talking of porn.
Barack Obama.
No.
Britney Spears.
Correct. She's number five.
Gosh, that's unusual.
Well, it's, yeah. What about...
Did she have a meltdown this year? That was last year, wasn't it?
I think that's every year, actually.
Paris Hilton?
Nope.
Because there was an American celebrities. I don't even know who they are because they're kind of unknowns to me, but... Mm. They did a porn. They didn't do a porn film, but there was like a threesome that they were filmed. Yeah, they filmed it personally, and it got out on the web and was huge.
Yeah, was that Megan Fox?
Maybe, yeah, they were.
Because she's in there. I'll give you a clue. There's a male celebrity. There's a sport, and there's a movie that you need to get.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Nope. An actual sport, not a person.
An actual sport?
Actual sport. Football?
Yeah, you won't get it in 1,000 years, but it was WWE.
Okay.
The movie?
What's WWE?
I don't know what WWE is.
It's that wrestling thing, isn't it? That.
I thought it was WWF. No, I thought that was
WWF. There's WWE as well. Come on, people.
We're very good.
You really are.
Idle brains.
This whole quiz is going on the fail blog, you realise that.
I know. Total fail blog.
Quiz fail. The movie, any clues, any ideas?
Titanic.
No, this from this year. Who was really Avatar? Big? Think vampires.
Oh, Twilight.
Oh, Twilight.
Yeah. And
should ban silly girls from using the internet.
Maybe somebody that died this year.
Hey, Michael Jackson.
Marvellous.
Unfortunately, not Robert Bloody Pattinson.
Wishing people dead.
That's not very nice.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. Luck and intuition. Play the cards with spades to start. Who sang those lyrics in 2009?
Lady Gaga.
Woohoo!
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Was that a guess, Patrick?
Yes.
Well, I had no idea.
Who's been a big pop star this year?
I think she's... Because to me, she comes across... I don't know much about her, but just the bits I've seen her performing on television, I think she comes across like a performance artist rather
than... Yeah, well, she's nuts.
Well, she's nuts, yeah. That's the other explanation.
So at the end of that round, the news junkie with 10 points is Heather, and the news flunky with 5 points is Patrick.
That's rigged.
Given that Patrick,
I got at least one question
Okay, so here we go with round two. If you did so well with round one, let's see how you fly through round two. There were some huge news stories in 2009, but can you identify them with just two words? Here's round two, two little words.
Okay.
Question number one, 12 days.
Christmas.
All very clever, but no.
12 days. Wimbledon?
No. 12 days, it was tied to Christmas, but it wasn't necessarily actual Christmas itself.
I have no idea.
It's a very recent news story. The threat that hung over the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, the strike, the BA strike.
Very good.
Yeah, the 12-day strike that was failed in the courts, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they paid the best out of all.
Question number two, fairy tale.
Fairy tale?
Yes.
I have no idea, is it?
Are you both passing on that one?
Yeah.
Fairy tale, Alexander Rybak, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Norway with the song.
Funny little Norwegian chap.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that, so.
Although he's actually from Belarus, but his parents moved to Norway.
Patrick gets a point, even though he got the question wrong, for actually knowing an interesting fact. There we go.
Yes! And apparently the lady he wrote the song about sold her story to the Norwegian Sun. And said he wasn't very good.
The world's trashy the
and
world over,
stop
isn't it?
Moaning and move on.
He's probably over her now.
Yeah.
Big time.
OVAH.
Yes.
Question three. The two words you get are 25.
Oh, gosh. Was it? Did Michael Jackson 25 drugs? 25
no.
doctors?
25 MPs with the expenses.
You're close, Heather. It's not the number of MPs.
The number of light bulbs that were bought by that guy had fitted to his house?
Nope. £25 is the amount at which receipts are needed. And apparently it was amazing the number of receipts valued at £20 to £25, or £24.99, that MPs submitted, as there was no way for the Commons to ask for a receipt.
Oh,
God. So their expenses were all at £24.
And
right,
99 pence.
Right.
Number four, you're going to do so well with this one. 8%
unemployment.
Yes.
God damn. We surely can't have 8% unemployment. That's
unemployment hit this figure in September, the highest since 1995.
Wow.
Gosh,
I had no idea it was that bad.
Question number five, QT.
Is it Tiger Woods?
Nope.
CUETEE. there must be a Tiger Woods question at some point. And I'll just keep saying Tiger Woods.
Just say Tiger
Woods.
Right answer. Tiger Woods for every answer.
QT.
Question time.
Hey.
What's his name?
Oh, of course, the Nick Griffin story.
Yeah. The BNP leader, Nick Griffin, on Question Time. And I think that also goes down as the biggest row of the year on this podcast, actually. Question number six, troubling death.
That's Stephen Gately.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sad and troubling. And so, was it sad and troubling, or was it strange and troubling, or spooky and troubling? I can't remember.
A strange, lonely, and troubling death, according to...
Jan Moyer.
That's it.
How can it be lonely? He was having a threesome.
Allegedly, but you know, he was on holiday with friends.
Actually,
and he was recovering.
Didn't you know that?
Question number seven is just it is actually one word. Actually, I don't know how quite I managed this one, but number seven is just one word, and that word is nuclear.
Oh, the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, CERN, is it?
Nuclear power? Nuclear war?
Nuclear bunker?
Nope. You won't get this one in 1,000 years, so I'm just going to tell you. Nuclear...
I like the way you choose a sentence that we won't get in 1,000 years.
I know. You might get in 1,000 years, actually, but we don't have that long. Nuclear is the word used most on our blog. When you pull all the words into a word count word cloud from Wordle, which I did yesterday, nuclear is the biggest word in the word cloud. Other features words in our word cloud include house, Russia, Cameron, and Jedward.
Oh.
That is, I just am amazed that nuclear is the most common word. But anyway,
I don't know. You write it.
Those, yeah. Oh, the blog that I write. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You write the word nuclear more than any other, apparently.
That is so strange. I do love those. I must have a look at that. Have you put it up?
I will put it up.
Yeah, the Wordle things always look great.
So, question number 8, the two words to get you to the answer to this one are stealing history.
Oh, who's been stealing history? It's not the Auschwitz sign, is it?
Correct.
Oh, of course.
Oh, gosh, I'm on fire on this round. Oh, gosh, it was a bit scary that it was stolen to order, wasn't it? I mean, what sort of freak was that in their living room?
Well, they have secret basements, don't they, where they probably have... people have great works of art stolen to order.
That's sounding fantastically brass. They have secret basements. So, hollowed out under their houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the theft of the "Work will set you free" sign from Auschwitz. I would say that in German, but I don't want to embarrass myself further today.
I'm sure Patrick can manage.
Just bark it out in an order. I might bark to fly.
Come on, fast! So at the end of round two, the person who knows a few words can speak loudly is Patrick with 10 points, and it's Heather who thinks verbose is the best with 4. Round number 3. Who said what in 2009? We've got some cool quotations for you. See how many of these you get. Number 1. I handled it, I admit it, but I am not the referee.
Oh, that's, is it Thierry Henry? The one, was he the one who did the handball?
Correct.
And knocked the Irish out, yeah.
Oh, well done, Patrick. You knew a football question. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was only in every single paper, full coverage, pages 1 to 50.
1 to 55, yes. Question number 2 in our quotation round. The Nobel Peace Prize is the rest of the world saying, don't blow it.
Ooh, Gore Vidal?
Nope.
Just sounds like a Gore Vidal quote.
Gordon Brown.
I thought you were going to say Tiger Woods. no.
Was it someone British? I know, it's because it's Don't Blow, it's very American.
You're close with British.
Oh, okay.
I think left a bit, down a bit.
Left a bit and down a bit.
Oh, what's his name, Nicolas Sarkozy?
No, he's
left.
Not.
He's right.
Oh, I thought you were meaning on the map.
Yeah, physically, if you look at the map of Great Britain, look to the left and then go down a bit.
Look to the left and go down, Irish.
If you went to the right and went down, then you'd be in France, but...
Jedward.
Bertie Ahern.
It was Bono.
Oh, Bono.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Okay. Was that while he was having his hat flown around the world in a private jet?
Probably. Patrick gets 1 point for Jedward. Question number 3. Who said this? To work out how to operate a television set, you practically have to make love to the thing. It's one of your favourites, Patrick. I'll tell you that.
Don French.
No.
Does he genuinely love them?
Yes.
Oh, we're talking Prince Philip.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
There's an image.
It was Prince Philip, the 88-year-old British royal monarch, who was complaining about the difficulty of using modern remote controls.
But surely he has a flunky to do it for him. Can't he just bark? That's
no way to talk about the Queen. Question number 4. You'll never see me smile on court.
Oh, Oh, Andy Murray.
Correct.
Yeah.
Don't see him smile anyway.
No.
Number five, we want something that is completely outside of the box that no one else is thinking of, because that is the type of songs that people want to listen to.
Jedward.
We both said it at the same time.
I'm going to give you both a point for that, because you are both correct. You get a bonus point. Which one? Nah, and think carefully. You only get one go.
Jed.
You've got 50-50.
Is it Jed or Word?
Patrick said...
I'm saying Edward.
You're saying Edward. So, Heather, are you saying the same or are you going different?
I'm saying it's Jed.
So, come on. John or Edward?
Oh, see, I didn't know what they were called.
Oh, don't pretend.
Patrick's gone Edward.
No, I didn't know one was called John. You said Edward, but I didn't know what the other one was called.
Okay.
So, John, yeah.
Okay. Heather wins.
I win with Jed.
It was John Grimes from Jedward. Question six. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the NHS. I have received a large amount of high-quality treatment without which I would not have survived.
Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Americans, being, you know, clever, not all of them, of course, but there were some Republican outspoken anti-health plan people who said that Stephen Hawking wouldn't have survived if he lived in Britain because of the death panels of the NHS. And of course, because Stephen Hawking's machine has an American accent, they thought he was an American.
Oh.
So of course, he pointed out to them that he lives in Britain and he has NHS treatment. It was amusing.
God, I love Americans.
Legislate against stupidity.
Quotation number seven. Who said this in 2009? This lot will be gone in 6 months anyway.
David Cameron.
Nope.
Am I on the right track?
Nope.
I don't know. The speaker?
Nope. It was one of you two.
Patrick.
Must be me.
It was you, Patrick.
It was one of Patrick's famous.
I mean, all this lot will be gone in 6 months anyway, so, you know, it's a bit of arguing over nothing, but, you know, you just have to wonder how out of touch.
Sorry?
It was Patrick's famous prediction.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And he continually says that, yes. And eventually he'll be right.
Yes. In fact, you could say it today.
I could say it now.
You'd be right, yeah.
Number eight, who said this? I can't stop crying over the sad news. I've always admired Michael Jackson. The world has lost one of its greats, but his music will live on forever.
Uri Geller.
Nope.
Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, it was Madonna.
Correct.
Because it turned out he hated her. I love that. That was a hilarious story. They found his diaries or whatever it was, and he said how much he hated her.
You don't think of Michael Jackson hating, do you?
Yeah.
You just think of him being a bit bewildered with love for the world.
Oh, Patrick, I've never known you to be so naive before.
So the question is, who is the great listener? Who has that big power of recall? Who is the captain of quotations? Well, you can quote me that you both got 8 points. As we dive excellently, like an Olympian, into round four. And the round four is showbiz.
Okay.
Number one, who dreamed a dream which nearly came true in 2009?
Oh, Susan Boyle. Subo, as they call her.
Bonus point, who won?
Oh, diversity.
Correct.
Let's celebrate diversity.
Oh, well done.
Question number two, Michael Jackson passed away in 2009. Which showbiz website broke the news to the world?
Oh, TMZ.
Heather, do you want to have a go?
No, because I don't know the answer at all. Sorry. IMDb?
What did Patrick say?
TMZ.
What's the correct answer?
Oh, I'm not going to pronounce it like an American.
If you said TMZ pet Heather, I'd have given you the points. But
oh, okay.
I'll have to give
there
Patrick
are some
the points
standards
now.
Left.
Question three. A spectacular was staged in the Staples Center in LA to say goodbye to MJ. Who said there wasn't anything strange about your dad? This person told Jackson's children that sitting who was sitting with Jackson's parents, that it was strange what your daddy had to deal with.
Elizabeth Taylor?
Nope.
No, it was someone who you would think would be reasonably sensible, and I've forgotten who it was now. Oh, was it Jesse Jackson?
Close. It was Al Sharpton.
That's it, yeah. You know, this week there's been the story, was it this week, the story about, you guys are probably going to say it's old news, about how the FBI had this big file on Michael Jackson.
Question number four, talking of guilt, who exchanged a wall of sound for the walls of a prison cell in 2009?
Oh, Phil Spector, Mad Phil Spector.
Correct.
Well done, yeah.
Yes, and his crazy hair. That was great, wasn't it? I love his hair.
It's a horrible person, wasn't he? God.
Yeah, he doesn't sound very nice.
No.
Question number five. We lost a much-loved Knickers saleswoman this year. Who was she?
Gosh, you've stumped
us. You've stumped us, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anyone I know who's a Knickers saleswoman, dead or alive, and struggling.
Well, so it's something to do with Marks and Spencers, because they're the... Or was it a model for Knickers?
You tell me.
Oh, I know who you mean. Sorry. It was Thingy from EastEnders. from EastEnders, you know.
Wendy Richard.
Wendy Richard, yeah.
Correct. Wendy Richards, also known as Miss Brahms, a.k.a. known as Pauline Fowler, who died in February.
Captain Peacock's still alive. He looks about 500 at her funeral.
Young Mr. Grey still going, I don't know.
I don't think so.
In addition to a Knickers saleswoman, we also had another sad loss this year. Which reality star saw her final eviction?
Jane Goody.
Correct.
Yes.
Number seven, he won Pride of South Tyneside's Young Performer of the Year in 2008. And then
Joe from The X Factor.
Yes.
Is it Joe McElderry?
Yeah.
Just Joe X Factor works. It's like John S. Club, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And he
That's very retro, John S. Club. Very 2002 of you.
He didn't make number one.
No, but he will be the first number one of 2010. And in other things that you care about.
Patrick's going to destroy the charts forever.
Yeah.
This week.
I meant it'll be his last number one. I don't know why I said that. That's what I was trying to say in my adult brain.
You just like to say hurtful things.
Yes.
And the final question of the quiz of 2009.
Oh dear, it's gone so quickly.
Hasn't it? Why did a new moon cause quite the commotion this year?
Oh, that's that silly Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight thing.
Well, I can't believe Tiger Woods wasn't an answer to anything.
Too obvious. Okay, so I've done the maths and I've added up all of the points from all four rounds and they have been checked and verified, and I can reveal that the winner of the Helena Hancock quiz for 2009 is...
Oh, come on, Gary, we're not getting... we're getting close.
We're not getting any younger.
Heather...
Oh, really? That's
it's rigged.
6 points, only 6 points in it, but you just snuck in
that's
there.
That's hilarious, because Patrick gave so many more right answers than me, so.
It's how these things worked.
I know, they're always just ridiculous.
That's an indictment of Gary's education.
Yeah, I don't know the difference between math and maths, and I can't spell, and I can't add up. So yes, you'll have to work out exactly whether and that was correct. But I work it out, and I think that the listener would agree that Heather won that. And I think that will do it for 2009.
Oh, yes. Another year, thankfully, closer to the grave. The cold, quiet resting place of death.
And on that note, may I wish you a very happy new year.
Yes.
It'll be another year the same as this year.
Oh, God, the cold, quiet resting place of death.
Just as a reminder, if you're looking for cheerfulness, you came to the wrong damn place. Have a wonderful week. We're taking a little bit of a break for a few weeks, but we will be back. But we will talk very soon.
Bye.
You do. Bye-bye.
Bye.